Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Tesvav, three lines from the top of Daf Tesvav and Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, the Mishnah stated, Hashaykh b'Shabbos uviyam Kippurim, afal pishim eschaya b'nafshe shchitosik sheira, and the Gemara began by telling us, Amar Rav Huna, Dorosh Chia Barav, Mishmeid Rav, Asura b'achil yema, that even though we see in the Mishnah that the shchita would be kosher, however, one would not be able to eat that meat that entire day. And the Gemara continued, V'naz ben chavray l'meima Rabbi Hudahi, and the Bnei Yeshiva explained that the reason why Rav held that it will be usa to eat this meat the entire day is because he held that the Mishnah is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara was trying to figure out which Sheet of Rabbi Huda we're referring to. And up until this point, the Gemara felt that a Mishnah was discussing a person that shechted either b'shegeg or b'mezid, and as our Mishnah stated, afal pishim eschai ben afshai, even though his shechita would be valid, however, the basa would be muksa, and therefore he would not be able to eat the basa that entire day. And ultimately, the Gemara did not like this explanation, and therefore, Gemara continues that in Chinami, our Mishnah has nothing to do with Muksa, and Elam Rav Ashi, Rabbi Yehuda Mavashli, the reason why Rav stated that one would not be able to eat the basa the entire day is based on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that discusses someone that cooks basa on Shabbos, and as we will see, that Lefizeh, our Mishnah is only talking about a person that Shechta B'Shegeg and not B'Mezid, and as the Gemara continues, that where do we find the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtas Trumais, and although our Gemara will only quote the first part from a Mishnah, and the rest of this will be from a Braisa, however, Zakhtu Rajban, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, that Ocha de Talmudu, the Chol Braisa, the Islay Ikka B'Mishnah, Amino Allah de Tanan, however, some agrees the Tanya, as although we find the Sheet of Ramei in a Mishnah, however, the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, as well as Rabbi Echlan Sadla, was only found in a Braisa, and the Braisa states, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'Shege Yechal, B'Mezid Le Yechal, Divra Meir, and as Tezis points out, the Rameh doesn't knash Shoygi Atu Mezid, and therefore Rameh holds that if someone cooked B'Shoygi on Shabbos, then they could immediately eat what they cooked, and we do not make a knash Atu Mezid, since he cooked B'Shoygi, so it wasn't a Dvar Isser, therefore we have no problem if he eats immediately. However, Zokra Meir, that if the person actually did an Isser, and he actually cooked B'Mezid, so then we don't want anyone to have enough from a Dvar Isser, therefore not only did we ask the person that cooked to eat from this item until after Shabbos, and as Rashi points out, until the time that's Bichdei Shiasa, and until such time that he would have had time after Shabbos to cook this item, but this same Issa would apply to everyone, and not only to the person that cooked, and as Rashi states, B'mezid iki sura lo yoichal b'y b'yoyim achi techshach v'chdei shiasu v'huadin l'achirim nami da'asam l'mechle b'y b'yoyim d'taim m'shum d'leim n'tei anami suru v'chishori l'urta b'chdei shiasu lo'y motu l'anamine. And Rashi is bothered that if it's also for anyone to eat from this item on Shabbos, why do Rabbi Meir state lo yechal that he should not eat if it's also for anyone to eat? And Rashi explains that since when Rabbi Meir stated hamavashal b'Shabbos b'shogeg yechal, certainly in that case it's a greater chiddush that even though he did the issur b'shogeg, he's allowed to eat on Shabbos. And since in the Risha Rabbi Meir used the term yechal, therefore in the Sefer, although it would be a greater chiddush to state lo yechal that no one could eat, however, we still use the same lashon, and Rameh stated b'mezid lo yechal. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimeh b'shogeg yechal matzei Shabbos b'mezid lo yechal yilames. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if someone would cook on Shabbos b'shogeg, then no one would be able to eat from that food on Shabbos, and they would not be able to eat from that food until matzei Shabbos b'chdei shiasu. As Rashi explains, that even though he cooked b'shogeg, and even though there is no chiyuv skila, however, an issa was done with his food, as Rashi states, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if one would cook on Shabbos b'mezid, then he would not be able to eat from that food forever, even though someone else would be able to eat from that food on Matzah Shabbos b'chdei shiasu. And as Rashi explains, that since he was the one who committed the issur b'mezid, so therefore Rabbanon said that he would not be able to eat from this food forever. However, the Rabbanon did not make this knas on anyone else on Matzah Shabbos, they would be able to eat from this food b'chdei shiasu. And once again, Rashi points out that in the ratio of the words of Rabbi Yehuda, where he stated b'shogeg yochel matzah Shabbos, so l'chayr the greater chiddush would be b'shogeg yochel matzah Shabbos, as there is a greater chiddush that when someone cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, it would still be usur for others to eat from these items on Shabbos. And Rashi explains v'ayir the boy l'misli sefer lo yochel yilames b'day. Since in the sefer Rabbi Yehuda specifically discusses the person himself, as if Rabbi Yehuda would be mutter for others to eat from this food on matzah Shabbos. Shabbos after B'chdesh Yasu, and as Rashi states, Aval Achrini Shari, and as we explained, the Iud of the Surah Kansura Bonon, Aval Achrini Loi, and therefore Tana Rishonami B'didei, and as Rashi continues to explain, that Rav Ashi is teaching us, and when the Talmidim explained that when Rav stated that in our Mishnah, although the Shechita would be valid, however, it would be also to eat from that meat that entire day, and we stated this is going for Rabbi Huda, so this is the Shechita Rabbi Huda that was referring to, and the Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where someone shechted an animal on Shabbos or Yom Kippur b'shegeg, and therefore, as we just saw, lefi Rabbi Huda b'negei abishol, so the same would apply b'negei shechita. So since he did a ma'isa issa on Shabbos and he shechted this animal, and even though he did a b'shegeg, as we just saw, that lefi Rabbi Huda, it would be also for anyone to eat from this basa that entire day. And lefi zeh, when the Mishnah brought down a case where someone shechted on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so there's a perfect comparison between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, as just like on Yom Kippur, no one could eat from this basa the entire day, and the same would apply on Shabbos, that no one would be able to eat from this basa the entire day. And in addition, lefi zeh makes sense why a Mishnah stated shechitasik shira, as certainly everyone will be able to eat from the shechita lematzei Shabbos b'chdei shiyasu. However, keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that our Mishnah stated afal pishim mischai bin ashoi, and it was mashmana we're talking about someone that shechted b'mezid and was mischai bin ashoi, and the Gemara will answer that it just means that even though this person would be chayiv misa if he did so b'mezid, however, if he shechted b'shegeg, then shechitasik shira. And before we continue, let us point out that Rashi states v'holak l'meimu reishinami dafka iu abal achrini shari b'yayim, that really Rabbi Yehuda holds that if Reuven cooks on Shabbos b'shegeg, that would only be also for Reuven to eat from this meat on Shabbos itself. However, it would be mutter for others to eat from this meat even on Shabbos, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda used lashon b'shegeg yoichel matzah Shabbos, and he was discussing Reuven himself. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is that iu also mishum the kantsu shegeg to mezid, and if this would be true, then we would not be able to explain that a Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rav stated that our Mishnah holds that it would be also for anyone to eat the entire day of Shabbos. And Rashi explains that certainly this cannot be pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, if the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that Reuven cannot eat on Shabbos is based on a knas of shegeg to mezid, so the din of someone that cooks on shegeg should be exactly the same as his din when he would cook b'mezid. And Rabbi Yehuda himself states in the Sefer that if someone cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, then he would not be able to eat from this meat forever. And if we would knas shegeg to mezid, then the same halacha should apply in a scenario where the person cooked on Shabbos b'shegeg. And by the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was mechalik between a case of shegeg and a case of mezid, so it must be that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't knas shegeg to mezid. And the only reason why it's us in the Reisha is based on the concept d'loyin tayhana mi surahu, that a person should not have hana from a dva isser. And since an isser was done with this item, and even though the cooking was only done b'shegeg, so no one could eat from this basa for the entire day of Shabbos until matzah Shabbos b'chdei shiyasu. The Reisha now continues and brings a third shita in a case where someone cooked on Shabbos, as Rabbi Yechon Sam lo imer b'shegeg yochel matzah Shabbos lachirim v'loy loy and b'mezid lo yochel lomis loy loy v'loy lachirim. And as Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechon Sam lo actually agrees with the shita Rabbi Yehuda that even where someone does an issa b'shegeg, so we don't want anyone to have anah from that ma'isa on Shabbos itself. Therefore, not only would Reuven not be able to eat from this meat on Shabbos, but others would also not be able to eat from this meat on Shabbos. No one can have enough from a dvar iser. However, Rabbi Yechon Sambla takes this a step further, and he actually knases shegeg to mezid. And since Reuven shechted on Shabbos b'mezid, so Reuven can never eat from this meat. So even if he only shechted b'shegeg, so Reuven would never be allowed to eat from this meat. And even on Matzah Shabbos after the zman of kedesh yasu, and as Rashi points out, that a knas of shegeg to mezid only applies to the person that did the avir himself, and it doesn't apply to other people. And that's why Rabbi Yechon Sambla holds that b'shegeg ya'ochel matzah Shabbos lachirim v'loy loy, that even though you can't give this meat to anyone on Shabbos as l'maisis advar isar, however on matzah Shabbos after this man v'chlei shiyasu, this meat can be given to other people. However, based on a knas of shegeg to mezid, so therefore Reuven will not be able to eat this meat forever. And as Rashi states, hilchach iu d'av di sur kantsu rabbanon achrini d'loy of the sur loy kantsu el b'chlei shiyasu yamtinu d'loy l'sani me'avera. As we explain, and Rabbi Yechon Sambla continues, that if Reuven cooked on Shabbos b'mezid, then not only would it be also for Reuven to eat from this meat forever, but it would also be also for anyone to eat from this meat. And as Rashi explains, that certainly it is not based on a knas of shegeg to mezid, as that knas would only be relevant to Reuven and not to others, as we previously explained. And Zok Rashi, Elam Mikroyal, Flora Bechon, Mixubis, Beilon Iris, Rubab Kamen, in Perek Muba, as the pasuk states in Pashki Sisa, Shmat Meser Shabbos Ki Kodesh Hilachem Mechalel Meizumas Ki Cholo Isuba Melacha V'Nichrusa Nevashahim Mekarav Ameha. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Dal Lamed Alf in Mesechtes Ksuba states Ma Kodesh Asu Bachila Af Meizus Shabbos Asu Bachila, and the Gemara in Es In Ma Kodesh Asu Bano Af Meizus Shabbos Asu Bano Talmudim Melachem Shalachem Yehi and Yochel Afil B'Shegig Talmudim Mechalel Meizumas B'Mezin Amatik Lecha V'Loi B'Shegig. Therefore, Zokra Bichna Sandla to B'Mezin LeYochel Yilamis LeLoi V'Loi LaChirim. And our Gemara now continues that we just explained that Rav holds that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda B'Negei Bishol, and our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where Reuven shechted on Shabbos B'Shegig, and therefore it would be also for Reuven as well as others to eat this basar at any time during the day of Shabbos. Our Gemara now continues and is B'Nukba B'Mezid Rab Meir. Why wouldn't we explain that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rab Meir, and the Mishnah would be discussing a case where Reuven shechted B'Mezid? That's why Rav held that Asura Bachil Yoma, that no one would be able to eat from this meat the entire day of Shabbos, and this would make a lot more sense, as the Mishnah stated, Afal Pishu Mischai Ben Afshai, therefore it's mashmur that Reuven shechted this animal B'Mezid. However, the Gemara explains, Loi Saka Daitach, that certainly we can't explain that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rab Meir, as according to Rab Meir, if one shechted B'Shegeg, then it would be mutter to eat the animal even that day. And since our Mishnah compared the case with someone shechted on Shabbos to a case with someone shechted on Yom Kippur, and my Yom Kippur, and since on Yom Kippur is a chiv of Benisim Esnaf Shesechem, and therefore one can't eat on Yom Kippur, it wouldn't make a difference if he shechted B'Shegeg or he shechted B'Mezid, he still would not be able to eat his bus on Yom Kippur, and therefore, so when the Mishnah speaks about someone that shechted on Shabbos, so it must be that it wouldn't make a difference if one shechted B'Mezid or if he shechted B'Shegeg, and in all cases one would not be able to eat this meat until after Shabbos. And as we explained that with Fira Meir, Reuven shechts an animal on Shabbos B'Shegeg, then he's allowed to eat it immediately. Number one, the Yisrael did not do an Issa B'Mezid. Number two, we are not Gezer Shegeyotu Mezid, and therefore it must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven shechted B'Shegeg, and our Mishnah is going with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Our Gemara now continues, when we matzis mukmis lo B'Shegeg Rabbi Yehuda, how can you explain our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven shechted this animal B'Shegeg, and we're going with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, va'afal pishim eschai ben afshik toni, but the Mishnah mentions, even though Reuven is chai misa, and the only way that Reuven will be chai misa is if he shechted B'Mezid, and then on Shabbos he'd be chai of skila, and on Kippur he'd be chai of karis. However, the Gemara responds, hachi ka'amar, afal pishim B'Mezid eschai ben afshik hu, hachad B'Shegeg shchita sekshira, even though if he would have performed the shchita B'Mezid, he would have been chai misa, but even so, if he shechted B'Shegeg, then the shchita would be valid, and it's mashma from our Gemara, that if one shechts on Shabbos B'Mezid, then Lefir Rabbi Yehuda, Shechita would not be valid, but certainly this is not the case, as Rabbi Yehuda himself stated, that if Reuven cooks on Shabbos B'Mezid, then even though it would be also for him to eat this food forever, but others would be able to eat this food, and L'chir, when someone shechts B'Mezid, others should still be able to eat from the Shechita, Ayin Bachreinim, and the Gemara now continues, V'nut Mekra B'Yechna Sanel, Da'am Aleishna B'Shegi, V'Leishna B'Mezid Lo'yachel, that why don't we explain that our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yechna Sandla, and the Mishnah is teaching us that if Reuven shechted an animal on Shabbos B'Shegeg, no one would be able to eat from his basar on Shabbos itself. Maybe when Rav taught us this halacha, he understood that a Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yechna Sandla. However, the Gemara explains Rabbi Yechna Sandla k'matlik b'matzai Shabbos l'achim v'leiloi, that we can't explain that a Mishnah is referring to Reuven shechting on Shabbos B'Shegeg as l'fi Rabbi Yechna Sandla, that even though on Matzai Shabbos others would be able to eat from his basar. However, Rabbi Yechna Sandla was goyzin shogiyot to mezid, and he held that Reuven would never be able to eat from his basar. And tani dan shchitasik shirik tani leishna loiv leishna lachirim. And the mashmeis of our Mishnah is that the shchita is kosher, and at some point Reuven would also be able to eat from his basar. Therefore, we wouldn't be able to explain that a Mishnah is going like the shita of Rabbi Yechna Sandla. Our Gemara now continues tani tana kamei du rav hamivash b'shab b'shogiy yechal b'mezid leyechal umashtik leyrav, that there was an amir that came in front of Rav and said over the following brisa, that if someone cooks on Shabbos, so if he cooked B'Shegeg, then even on Shabbos he would immediately be able to eat from this meat. However, if he cooked B'Mezid, then he would not be able to eat from this meat on Shabbos, and no one would be able to eat from this meat until Matzah Shabbos B'Chdei Shiyasu. And it seems that this brisa is exactly the Shita Rav Meir, and the Meiser Rav told this Talmud not to say over this brisa. The Gemara now asks, my time, that why would Rav have told this Talmud not to say over this brisa, ilim mishum the sphere like Rabbi Yehuda v'tana toni Rabbi Meir. And if you're going to say that since we just explained that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda b'negei Bishol, this tana was now saying over this brisa like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, however the Gemara is bothered mishum the sphere like Rabbi Yehuda manda toni Rabbi Meir mashtikli, that just because Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, would Rav now not allow anyone to say over a brisa that mentions the sheet of Rabbi Meir and va'oy misav lo Rabbi Yehuda? And in addition, who said that Rav actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Rav Chanan Ba'ami told us that when Rav paskin for his own Talmidim, so he paskin like Rav Meir Lekula. However, when he dash in Barabim and he actually said over what the halacha would be, so they were amaratzim in the audience, and it was only then that he would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra. And since Rav himself holds like Rav Meir, then certainly there was no reason that he should want this Talmud to be quiet and not say over a brisa that mentions the sheet of Rav Meir. And the Gemara continues, V'chitema tana b'pirkei tana kamei. Possibly the reason why Rav told this Talmud to be quiet was because this Talmud was repeating over this brisa and mentioning the halacha of Rav Meir during the time of Rav Shir on Shabbos, since it was Barabim and there were Amaratim there, so Rav didn't want the Amaratim to hear the sheet of Rav Meir. And as Rashi says, V'chitema tana b'pirkei tana kamei b'rabim ha'yishrein ha'mishnazu b'yayim ha'drasha v'chayish Rav la'amei oresh shalo yishmu koilai. And wherever the Gemara explains that this can't be the reason, as Otukula Amo Tana Tzaisi, Lamaroi Tzaisi, certainly even on the day of Shabbos, when Rav would give drushas, certainly the Amaratzim would not be listening to random people that were saying over Brises in the audience, and they only came to listen to the words of Rav and to the Amur that would say over the share of Rav. And as Rashi explains, Otu Bnei Akresa Sabayim Lishmoyim Ashahi Rav Derish, do you think Latana Tzaisi, Klum Hematan Oiz Lishmoyim Min Atamid Ma Yeshim Sham, Vishayin Ish Mishnos Latzmai, La Mir Shayim Bifni Rabbi, Mashmil Rav Mashuresha Drasha Lechishloi, I love Hayu Shayman? And if so, what would be the reason that Rav would want this Talmud to be quiet and not to say over this Memra? And the Gemara continues, Amram Nachman Beitzchak, and Rav Nachman Beitzchak explains that certainly if this Talmud would have said over the Brisa, and he would have spoken about Bishul on Shabbos, and he would have mentioned the Halacha of Rav Meir, and he actually would have stated, Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Shay Yechal B'Mezid Lo Yechal, then Rav wouldn't have kept him quiet, as certainly Rav agrees to the Halacha. However, Tana Sheikh Tana Kameh de Rav, this Talmud did not speak about someone that was cooking on Shabbos, and instead he said over a brisa that discussed a case where Reuven shechted on Shabbos, and he said over halacha that sheicha b'Shabbos b'shegeg yechal b'mezid lo yechal. And if Reuven shechs on Shabbos b'shegeg, then even on Shabbos anyone would be able to eat his basar. However, if Reuven shechted b'mezid on Shabbos, then no one would be able to eat his basar on Shabbos, and they would only be able to eat the basar after Shabbos. And it's in regard to this that Amalei, so Rav said to this Talmud that my daitech k'rameir, why would you say that this is the halacha? It must be that you hold a Rameir. However, you should not say over this memra, as although Rameir said his din but a gay bishul on Shabbos, however, even if you're a mayor, the same din would not apply with someone shechted on Shabbos. And as Rav continues, that ad kam lekasher Rameir el ben vashel de roi lochois avol shechet de in roi lochois loi. Now, although as we previously explained, number one, Rameir is not gezer sheyigot to mezid, and number two, where someone does an isser b'shegeg, Rameir doesn't hold that there's a problem of having enough from the dvar isser. And since even Ben Hashmashah, before cooking this food on Shabbos, was possible to eat this food while it was raw, so therefore there was never a problem with muksa. That's why Rav Meir holds Hamavash b'Shabbos b'shegeg yechal. However, even Rav Meir agrees that even where Reuven shechted on Shabbos b'shegeg, although based on the Maisa Isser, would not be also to eat from the basa on Shabbos. However, certainly Ben Hashmashah, this animal was still alive, and Ben Hashmashah, this animal was even menachai, and it was also to eat from this animal. And therefore, even Rav Meir would agree that it would be also to eat from this basa the entire Shabbos, as it would be muksa machmas esser. Ayn Rashi ad kan lekasher Rameir ben vashel b'shegeg the kimed isa Shabbos leka the shegehu isa muksa nami leka the mikara v'chazi lokus chaya av sheikh b'shegeg nehi the isa Shabbos leka. However, mishum muksa miyasura as bein hashmoshes is was even menachai. Rashi states the bein hashmoshes loy avichazi lochois and kol achilus loy kedaka kari koises himoyin. As we learned in Masechtas Brachos on daf lamed zayin amud aleph, hakoises achitin hakoises auris and kos pilpuli biyomid the kapuri ayin shom. Let's keep in mind that although previously at the top of the amud we stated that although certainly Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the concept of muksa machmas isa by neiros, however that was only where it was dachi b'yadayim. However, in the case of shchita where it was eiv menachai and he wasn't dachi b'yadayim, so possibly even Rabbi Yehuda would not agree that there's a concept of Muksu Machbas Isser. However, our Gemara clearly states not like that, and our Gemara holds that even in a case where it's Loy Dachi B'Yedayim, that even so, even Rav Meir would agree that it's a problem of Muksu Machbas Isser, and certainly Rabbi Yehuda would agree to this concept as well. However, our Gemara now continues that how can you explain that this would be the Shita Rav Meir, Rav Mesis and the Shechet, who, if our Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven did Shechita on Shabbos, the Om Rav Huna, Dor Shechia Barav, Mishmeid Rav, Nasu Bechil Lyoima, Vinyas Ben Chavrai, Lameim Rabbi Yehudahi, and as we previously brought down, Rav explained that one would not be able to eat this meat on Shabbos, and the Bnei Yeshiva explained that Rav is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he holds that it would be usher to eat this meat on Shabbos, and it was Mashma Hara Meir Shari, that according to Rav Meir, it would be mutter to eat this meat on Shabbos, and L'chari, we just stated that even Rav Meir would agree that it would be usher to eat this meat on Shabbos, as it would be Muksa, and the Gemara responds, Ki Shari Rav Meir, and we continue on Daf Tesvarim Beis, Kagoyin Shari Lechilim B'Yodoyim, that when the Bnei Yeshiva explained that our Mishnah is specifically going like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Meir, that is because our Mishnah is talking about a case where on Erev Shabbos there was a Chil Sheish Beit Sakana, therefore Bein HaShmashas, there was already a possibility that we would have to shecht an animal on Shabbos in order to give food to the Chila, therefore there was no Issur Shabbos done at all, this meat did not become Muksa either, therefore it would be mutter for anyone to eat this meat on Shabbos, and as Rashi at the top of that test, Vav Amud Beis explains, that Issur Muksa Namileka, Doi Medes L'Shchita, Issur Bein HaShmashas, Vafil B'Shabbos, Meshum D'Chila, the Bekuach Nefesh Deiches HaShabbos, and wherever the Gemara continues and is bothered, Ihochi my time with Rabbi Yehuda Asar, and if it's talking about a case where already on Erev Shabbos we knew that there was someone that was sick and there was a matzav of a Bekuach Nefesh, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say that would be asar for anyone to eat this meat? As number one, there is no chalais of muksa on this meat, and number two, there was no issa done with this meat, and certainly there was no issa b'mezid, and kolshkin, there was no issa b'shegeg, as we're talking about a matzav of Bekuach Nefesh, and it was actually mutter for Reuven to shech this animal on Shabbos, and as Rashi states, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, how afilu b'mezid is a Shabbos leka of a kolshkin b'shegeg, and the Gemara explains, kagoyin shahil lechila b'hivri, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was a person that was sick on Erev Shabbos, being Ashmoshois, and then he got better on Shabbos, and since being Ashmoshois, this person was sick, so therefore there was no chalois of muksa on the basar and on this animal, as it was roy to shech the animal at that point. However, since this person got better on Shabbos, so certainly at that point, it was also for Reuven to shech this meat, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven shechs this meat b'shoigeg, then even though he was over on the Issa of Shabbos only b'shoigeg, however, Rabbi Yehuda still holds that one would not be able to have anah from Maaser Shabbos, and therefore no one would be able to eat this meat on Shabbos. However, in this case, Rabbi Meir would argue in Rabbi Yehuda, as he would hold that since this Issa was only done b'shoigeg, so therefore there would not be an Issa for anyone to eat this meat on Shabbos, just like he held b'negei Abishol. Therefore, the Bnei Yeshiva were correct. Lefi Rav, our Mishnah can only be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And Ayin and Ba'am Tesis Zandav Tesvav and Aleph and Duba Maschol Kishari Rabbi Meir could go and show Lechilim B'Yodim and Tesis bothered Venukim Masisim B'Sheg Rabbi Meir of Lechil Lechil Klal. That why couldn't they explain that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir as well, and the Mishnah is discussing in stereo where there was no Chayla at all, and therefore this meat was considered Muksa, and even Rabbi Meir agrees that would be us to eat this meat on Shabbos. And Tesis explains V'Yish Leimad Dumi Yodim Kupurim Katani the Asar Afagav the and therefore we didn't want to say that our Mishnah was talking about a specific case when no one was sick. And Tais continues, Vim Taima Val Kochach Leav Lagami Dum Yom Kippurim De B'Shabbos Im Lehivri Muta Filu Rabbi Yehuda. Certainly, even according to the Maskanas HaGemara, it comes out that the din of Achil on Shabbos is different than on Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, if the Chaylu did not get better, certainly no Issa was done, and therefore it would be Muta to eat from the Basar, and certainly on Yom Kippur, one would not be able to eat from this meat. And Tais explains, V'yish Lema De Mokim However, certainly we're not comparing the case of Shabbos to the case of Yom Kippurim in a case where there was a chol sheish bei sakana. In that scenario, there's no possibility of being mischayev b'nafshai, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues that we just explained that Rav told his Talmud to be quiet and not to repeat this brisa, as although b'negiyah bishol, there is no issue of muksa. However, even Rav Meir agrees that b'negiyah shchita, there would be a problem of muksa, and we already know this halacha from Rav, ki hod amr of acha barada amr Rav, amri lo, and some say amr bitzur barada amr Rav, and sheikh l'chidu b'shabbos osa l'bori, but amr bashal l'chidu b'shabbos mut l'bori. Rav is discussing a case where Shimon became sick on Shabbos and was not sick on Erev Shabbos being a shmoshois, and Rav teaches us that Reuven shechs an animal on Shabbos for Shimon who got sick on Shabbos, it would be also for anyone else to eat from that animal and to eat from his basar on Shabbos, as the basar would be muktzah. However, Rav also teaches us that if Reuven cooks for Shimon on Shabbos and Shimon became sick on Shabbos and prior to Shabbos he was well, so the issa muktzah would not apply and anyone would be allowed to eat from this food on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that my taima, and what is the chil between someone that's shech, so someone that's mevashal, as high roi lochois, for high ain't a roi lochois, as the food that was cooked on Shabbos was not muktzah at all, as it was possible to eat it raw on Shabbos. Therefore, even though someone cooked this food on Shabbos, one is able to eat this food on Shabbos. However, since on Erev Shabbos, being ashmashois, this animal was not yet shechted, and it was even medachai, so certainly it was muktzah machmas iser. Therefore, even though Shimon became a chil sheish beisekona on Shabbos, and it was mutter for Reuven to shecht on behalf of Shimon, and certainly Shimon would be able to eat from this animal, however, others would not be able to eat from this basar, as the basar is muksa machamasisar, as we explained. And before we continue, let us see Rashi, as Rashi states in Deuteronomy Sheikh Lechila, Shenechla B'yayim HaShabbos, and he only became sick once Shabbos started. Rav holds, Asa Lechel Bari Me'oisa Behema Boy B'yayim, Da'av Agav De'isa Shabbos Lekha, De'Pekuch Nefesh De'ichas HaShabbos, Isa Muksa Mio Ika, De'Bein HaShmashah Is Muksa Avoy, V'loi Ha'is Really Shach B'Shabbos, Da'adayin Lo'y Echayla. However, Rav continued, HaMavashel Basa Shayis Shchutu Me'asmal, U'bish La'ayim L'chil Shenech La'ayim, Mutal L'bari, My time, and what is the reason B'degei Abishol, as Hai Basa Havi Chazi L'Hai Bari, Bein HaShmashah Is Lako Yischai, Hilkoch Inkan Isu Muksa, V'ish Shabbos Nami Inkan, Da'al L'chil Abishla. However, the same does not hold true B'degei Ashchita, as B'hai Sheikhet Lo'y Hoya Bein HaShmashah Is Roy Lako Is, V'ikka Isu Muksa, Afagat Isu Shabbos Leka, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues, Rapapa, and Rapapa explains that even though we previously stated in the name of Rav that Sheikh lechaylo b'Shabbos asa labari, however Zok Rapapa palm Sheikh mutar, that there is a scenario where if someone is shechting meat for a chaylo on Shabbos, that even someone that is healthy would be able to eat that meat on Shabbos, and that is a case that is a case where this person was sick even prior to Shabbos. So if Reuven shechts this animal on Shabbos, so anyone would be able to eat from this animal, as number one, no issa Shabbos was done with this animal, and number two, the issa muksa doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, the inkan loy issa muksa v'loy issa Shabbos. However, certainly anyone that is healthy would only be able to eat this meat when it's raw. And Rav Papa continues that even though we state in the name of Rav that mevashel l'chaylo b'Shabbos mutal l'bari, however, we would find a case where even if someone cooks on Shabbos for a chaylo sheish b'sakana, that it would be also for someone that is healthy to eat from that food. That is in a scenario where this person became sick on Shabbos, and they harvested a gourd on Shabbos, and then they cooked that gourd on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, the Yesh Kan Issa Muksa, the Mechuberas Haisa Bein Ashmashais, and Ayin Taisus was bothered that according to Rashi, why did Gemara have to give an example where they cooked the gourd on Shabbos, as even if they would not cook that gourd, it would still be Asa for a Bari, as it would still be Muksa, and therefore Taisus explains, Vo'im Rabbeinu Tam, the Betlusha Ayri, the Shaykh Nami Betlusha, Lashon Katsitsa, Ayin Taisus, and Rashi actually brings the Psha of Taisus, and Rashi states, Ve'istin Mefarashi, but last Tlusha, or Muksi Yidah, Mishum Nekashihi, and Rashi is bothered, Vloihi, Chodd last Rachahi, Yosimin Abasa, Vo'oi, Kotzman Amachuba Mashma, Di Betlusha, Loishai Katsitsa, Elochitach, and as we find in Mesech the Shabbos, Mechatchon Satbuyin, Lufnea Behema, and the Gemara now continues, Om Rav Dimon Adah, Rav Dimon Adah teaches, Hilchasa, Hashaych Lechayla Bishabbos, Mutali Bari Bumza, and he explains, My Taima, Kivin the Efshal Kazayas Basa, Bleishchita, Kikashachar, Adaita the Chayla Kashachit, that the Allah is that if Shimon was already sick on Friday, if Reuven now shechts for Shimon on Shabbos, so it would be mutter for anyone to eat from that basar as long as it would be raw, as since this chayla was a chayla sheish bei sakana, and he needed some meat, and certainly the only way to have even a kazayas basar is only by shechting this animal. Certainly when Reuven shechted this animal, he was doing so completely on behalf of the chayla. So lemaisa, number one, no issa was done with his behema. Number two, since Shimon was sick, bein hashmashais, so therefore there is no issa muksa. Therefore, anyone could eat from this basar on Shabbos. However, Rav Dimon continues, "Hamavashal lechaylo b'Shabbos asal labari as gzeir shemiyarba b'shviloi." That if Shimon was already sick on erev Shabbos, and then Reuven cooked for Shimon on Shabbos, so although since Shimon was a chil sheish bei sakana, so certainly no issa was done. And even in a case where there is no issue of muksa, however, even so, the chum were concerned that if we would allow anyone but the chaylo to eat from this pot of food, so maybe some would add in more ingredients into the pot in order to make sure that there's enough food for other people, and therefore they made a takana that no one aside for the chayla could eat from this pot. And when Maisa say there's machlekes rishonim that if one would actually be cooking for chayla and would add in more ingredients into the pot, if that would be only an issur rabbanon or if it would be an issur d'oraisa, ayin sham. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, as the Mishnah teaches us, hashech b'magal yad b'tzor v'kana shchitasik shira, that if someone shechs with a hand sickle or with a sharpened stone or a sharpened reed, then the shchita would be valid. And ayin Rashi b'magal yad sharp b'laz v'yesh l'shtei piyos ha'achas chalokah k'sasakin v'achas yesh p'begimois, and one side is flat like a regular knife and one side is serrated. And ayin Rabbeinu Gershom b'magal yad sakin shel poilim shechotkin ha'kromim shemekupel reish l'fanav lachter chafetzav. It seems from Rabbeinu Gershom that this was a rounded sickle, and the Gemara will discuss why a Mishnah used the Lashon HaShechet, which is Mashma B'dieved, and it's Mashma, these would not be able to be used L'chadchila, as we will discuss in our Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, HaKol Shechtin U'Leilim Shechtin U'Bakol Shechtin, all are shechted, and we always shecht, we can shecht with anything, and the Gemara will explain what our Mishnah is discussing. Finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Chutz Mimagal Kotzev V'Megira V'Shinayim V'Tziperim M'Pnei Shem Chinkin, one is not allowed to use a harvesting sickle or a saw or animal teeth that are attached to the animal's jaw or the nails or fangs of an animal that is attached to its hand or its feet. Ayin Rashi Magal Kotzer Shekotzim Ba'atfua Shebekimoyseh Noites Kulon Tzad Echa B'Shipua. All of its pegimois are facing one direction and they all face towards the handle of the sickle. Rashi continues Magira Sakin Moli Pegimois Ve'inu M'Shipois Kishel Magal Kotzer El M'Chuvana She'eshel Pegimoy Rashi Mikan Mikan Kestam Pegimois Oigois U'Magira B'La'a Saiga. These pegimois are shaped like a V. Similarly, Shinayim Atchufim B'lechi Shel Behema and Vatziperim Mechuborais. The Mishnah tells us that the reason why you can't use these instruments because She'in Choytchen Elekoyrin Machmas HaPegimois, as instead of slicing the simonim, they rip the simonim and they strangle the animal. This would be a problem of Iker. And Rashi states that when the Mishnah explained Mipnei Shem Choytchen, that this reason does not apply to the nails of an animal, the time of the Tziperim Mefarash B'Gemara Mishum Mechubor, as we will learn. And our Gemara now begins that the Mishnah stated Hashech b'magal yad b'tzor v'kana shchitasik shira, and the Gemara is Hashech d'yevin in l'chatchil loy, that from the Lashon of the Mishnah Hashechet, so it's mashma that this din is only b'dieved, but l'chatchil one would not be able to shech with magal yad with tzor v'kana. And the Gemara is bothered bishleim b'magal yad dilma asal meva b'idach gisa, that certainly we understand why one cannot shech l'chatchil with the magal yad, and since one of the sides of this knife is serrated, we are concerned that someone will use the wrong side of the knife, and therefore we said that l'chatchila one should not shech with this knife, but b'dieved, if they would use this knife and they would use it properly, then certainly the shechita would be valid. And wherever the Gemara is, alitzor v'kana l'chatchila loy, how could our Mishnah state that one could not use a sharpened stone or a reed l'chatchila, but very many, but we learned in the Braisa about kol shechtin, bein b'tzor, bein b'tzchuches, bein b'krem shel kana, that l'chatchila one could shech with a sharpened rock, a sharpened piece of glass, or a sharpened piece of a reed. And the Gemara responds, l'kasha kam b'tolosh kam b'mechubah, that when the Braisa taught us that one could shecht with a rock or with a reed l'chatchila, that was talking about a rock and a reed that was detached from the ground. However, our Mishnah is discussing a tzor and kana that are attached to the ground, and as we will see, there is machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Chiya, and the Gemara will explain that either our Mishnah is going like Reb Chiya or like Rebbe, but ultimately one could only use a tzor or kana that are attached to the ground b'dieved and not l'chatchila. And the Gemara now continues to bring the machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Chiya, but again, as someone that shechts with an item that's mechubah l'kaka, and as the Gemara continues, the Amar of Kahana, and as Rav Kahana taught us, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Hashech b'mechubah l'kaka, Rabbi Paisel Rav Chiya Machshar, that if someone shechts using an instrument that is attached to the ground, as we will see, based on Gzeiras HaKosov, so Rabbi holds that it will be puzzle even in Chachila, and Rav Chiya holds that the shechita would be kosher, and since our Mishnah stated, Hashech b'magal yad b'tzor v'kona shechitasik shira, and he used the Lashon b'dieved, therefore, Zok Rav Kahana, that we could learn from a Mishnah that our Mishnah is going like Rav Chiya, and ad kan lekamachshir Rav Chiya el b'dieved al v'chatchila loy, that this din of Rav Chiya was only stated b'dieved. However, even Rav Chiya agrees that the chatchila one cannot shech with something that's attached to the ground. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered b'mayu kimta Rav Chiya d'yeved, that you're trying to explain that our Mishnah is going like the shita Rav Chiya, one can only shech b'tzor b'kona b'dieved. But the Gemara now is al hadatanya, but we learned in the Braisa about kol shechtim bein b'tolosh bein b'mechubor bein shasakel l'mayla v'tzava bein l'mata bein shasakel l'mata v'tzava bein l'mayla money loy rebbe v'loy Rav Chiya. This price that teaches us l'chatchila one could shech with an instrument that is detached from the ground and also with an instrument that's attached attached to the ground, and it doesn't make a difference if one holds a knife above the animal's head and then slices the simanim, and as Rashi states, ke'in kol ha-shchitos, or if the knife is below the animal's head, and as Rashi explains, lo yichashinan shem yichbar atzav al hasakin v'yatz b'bas achas kodim she'elich v'yevi, and we don't have to be choshish that potentially the weight of the animal will actually lean on the knife, and there would be a psul of drisa, and the mice of the b'risa toras, that l'chadchilo one could shecht even with an instrument that's attached to the ground, and this b'risa would not work out, l'fi Rebbe or l'fi Rabchia, and as the Gemara explains, I Rabchia d'yevet in l'chadchiloi, as we just explained, according to Rabchia, that this would only be kosher b'dyevet, but not l'chadchilo, and I Rebbe d'yevet namiloi, and according to Rebbe, it wouldn't even be kosher b'dyevet. The Gemara now explains that l'ilam Rabchia, afid l'chadchilo, b'haydek amifli b'dyevet, l'hidiyach ha-koychik to Rebbe, really this b'risa is going like Rabchia, and Rabchia is machsha even l'chadchilo, and that's why the b'risa taught us about kol sheikhtin bein betolosh bein b'mechobar. And even though when Rav Kahana brought down the machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Chia, he used the lashon b'dieved, and as Rav Kahana stated, as sheikh b'mechob l'kaka, Rebbe placed Rav Chia machsher, so that b'risa only used the lashon b'dieved in order to teach us the chumrah of Rebbe. Rebbe holds that if one shechts with something that's mechob l'kaka, then even b'dieved it would be pasul. And I entices diva maschal idiach ha'koyched Rebbe, v'leichayish lashmin and koyched atir to Rav Chia. And even though we have a general klal that koyched atir adiv, however, even so, this b'risa spoke about dim b'dieved in order to teach us a chiddush in Rebbe, the kvashmin and b'brisa to be kol sheichtin bein betolosh bein b'mechubah, as we knew that there was already a b'risa that would teach us the chiddush of Rav Chia, that Rav Chia is even machshel l'chadchila, and as the b'risa stated, about kol sheichtin bein betolosh bein b'mechubah. However, the Gemara continues and is now bothered, v'el masis in the tani ha-sheichet, the evidence l'chadchila loy, money loy Rebbe v'loy Rav Chia, as I Rav Chia ha-amir afil l'chadchila, and I Rebbe the evidence nami loy, that we just explained that our Mishnah stated as sheichet b'tzur v'kona shchitasek sheira, and would only be kosher b'dieved, so although initially we explained that a mishnah is going like Rav Chia, but we just explained that Rav Chia holds that even l'chadchila one could shech with something which is mechub l'kaka, and if so, the mishnah cannot be like Rav Chia, and certainly the mishnah is not like Rebbe, as Rebbe holds that even b'dieved, if someone would shech with something which is mechub l'kaka, the shechita would be pasul. The Gemara now explains lo'ilam Rav Chia afilu l'chadchila machsher. Really, what we just stated that l'fi Rav Chia he is machsher to shech with a dover that's mechub l'kaka even l'chadchila, and that's why the Brisa stated about kol sheichtin bein betolosh bein b'mechubah, and certainly our Mishnah that stated that one could only shecht with something that's mechub l'kaka b'dieved and not l'chadchila is certainly not going like Rav Chia. And the Gemara explains the masis in the tani ha-sheichet Rebbe hi in a chenami, our Mishnah will be going like Rebbe, and the Mishnah is teaching us that l'fi Rebbe, if someone shechts b'dieved b'tzur v'kona, then shchitasek shira. However, the Gemara immediately is kasha to Rebbe ad Rebbe, and we now have a stira as to shita Rebbe. As previously we saw that Rav Kahana brought a brisa, and l'fi Rebbe, if someone shechted a behemo b'mechub l'kaka, then even b'dieved it would be pasul. And we are now explaining that our Mishnah is going l'fi Rebbe, and Rebbe would hold that b'dieved it would be kosher. Finally, the Gemara explains l'kasha kam b'mechub meikarei kam b'tolish v'lo b'seiv chibrei, that when Rav Kahana brought the brisa, where Rebbe stated that if someone shechts with something that's mechub l'kaka, it's pasul even b'dieved, and is referring to something that was always attached to the ground and was always mechub l'kaka. And l'fi Rebbe, when our Mishnah stated as sheichet b'tzur v'kona shchitasek sheira, that is referring to something that was at one point detached from the ground and is now attached to the ground, and therefore b'dieved it would still be kosher. And as the Gemara continues, in menot tamer d'shani lon be mechub meikar l'talosh v'l'b'seiv chibrayi, and how do we know that we should make shesher chiluk, and that there would be a differential between something that was always attached to the ground, something that was detached from the ground and then got attached to the ground, as the Tanya will learn to the Braisa, hasheichet that if someone shechts with a wheel, and this refers to a case where they would place a knife onto some sort of a round object, and then using koyach gavra, they would turn the wheel either with their hands or with their feet, and would slice the neck of the animal, it would be the eved, the shechita would be valid. And let's keep in mind that the brisa started hashechet, which is mashmo b'dieved, and the brisa continues b'mechub l'kaka shechitasik shira, and if one shechts an animal using an instrument that was attached to the ground, then the shechita would be valid. As we will explain, that this case of the Braisa is discussing a scenario where it was Tolish v'lo b'seiv chibrayi, and as the Braisa continues with the next case, which is an example of Nod Sakin Mekaisel v'shachar bar shchitasek shira, that if someone takes a knife which was originally Tolish and he sticks it into a wall and then he shechs using that knife, then b'dieved the shchita would be kosher. And this is what the Gemara meant when it stated that according to Rebbe, if something was Tolish v'lo b'seiv chibrayi, then the shchita would be kosher b'dieved. And the Braisa continues, Hayitzur Yotzi Min HaKaisel, Oisha Hayakada Oilo Me'ilo V'shachar Bay Shchitase P'sula, if there was a sharp stone that was coming out of a wall, or there was a reed that grew and it was very sharp, someone used that stone or that reed to do Shchita, and even B'dieved, his Shchita would be Pasol. We continue on Daf Tazayin Min Aleph, and the Gemara is, Kashan HaDodi, and the Chayrut is a steer from the Reisha to the Sefer of the Braisa. Initially, the Reisha stated, HaShaykh B'muchub L'Kakar, that at least B'dieved, Shchitase K'shira, and then the Sefer taught us that one Shechs with a Kana, and even B'dieved, his Shchita would be Pasol, and therefore the Gemara proves, Elav Shma Mina, Shani B'muchub L'Mikar, L'Tol Shulb Sef Chibre, Shma Mina, that this Braisa is going like Rebbe. Rebbe differentiates between an item that was completely attached to the ground, where it would even be Pasol Chachila, and an item that was initially Tolush and is now Mechuba, and in that case, although L'Chachila, one should not Shecht using that item, however, B'dieved, it would still be Kosher. We already explained that the ratio we were stated by Mechuba L'Kaka Shchitasek Shira, so we're talking about a similar scenario as the next case of the Braisa, where it was not Sakim Mechuba V'Shachaba, and therefore Shchitasek Shira, as this is a case of Tolush V'Lubasev Chibrai. However, in the last two cases of the Braisa, where the Braisa speaks about a Tzur Yoytzim in a Kaisel, or a Kana Oilu Me'ilu V'Shachabai, that is referring to a case where it's Mechuba Me'ikarai, therefore Shchita would be Pasol, even B'dieved. And Ayin Rashi and Daf Tazayin Min Aleph, where Rashi is bothered, that L'Chir in the case of Tzur HaYotzim in a Kaisel, so B'Pashas it would seem that we're talking about a man-made wall, and if so, this Tzur, it was Tolosh L'Basev Chibrai. However, Rashi explains that the Brice is actually talking about a case where it was not a man-made wall, and this was a wall of a cave. And as Rashi states, Hainu Mechub Me'ikara, the Mekmina Leil Kamon, Mekaisel Ma'orish, Leil Nivna Kaisel Ha'idei Adam, HaLachayk B'Kaka B'Kaisel Oim Me'ilav. Rashi continues, V'Reisha B'Tolosh V'L'Basev Chibrai, as we explain, and Rashi is then bothered that why does the Reisha have to give us two examples? Why does the Reisha discuss a case of Mechub L'Kaka with Shchitasek Sheira, and then explains, Not Sakim Mekaisel V'Shachaba with Shchitasek Sheira? Zok Rashi, Itzuch Lashmina, and Da'afagav Doi Mevatalei, that even though when someone puts a knife into a wall, he wouldn't be mevatel a knife, and if so, maybe someone could even shech lechatchila using this knife. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that lefi Rebbe afilu hachi lechatchila lo yishchait. Certainly, keep in mind that as we explained, this Braisa is specifically going like Rebbe and not like Rebbe Chia. As lefi Rebbe Chia, even if something was always mechubel kaka, it would still be kosher to shech with that item, even lechatchila, as we previously explained. Also, line in Rashi and Daftazayim and Aleph, where Rashi explains kana im me'ilav shleinu to adam sham. And it grew by itself, and it's definitely a case of mechub me'ikarai. And Ayin Taisis at the bottom of Daf Tes Bavim Beis in Dibur Maschal Oishay Kana Oy Me'ilav, and Taisis explains Lav Lemuute Natoy Adam Kasi that Hu Nami Chashu Mechub Me'ikara. As even if someone planted this reed, it would still be considered mechub me'ikarai. V'lo Nakar Hacha Oy Lemeilav El Galis Al Tzura Yotzim Na Kaisel Da Ayir BeKaisel Ma'ara Dumi De Kana Oy Me'ilav. The reason why the Braisa mentions this case is in order to show us that the previous case of Tzur Yotzim Min HaKaisel is not referring to a man-made wall, and it's referring to a ma'ara, and it was also Mechub Me'ikarai. That's why, Lefi Rebbe, it would also be Pasul B'dieved, and we will stop over here.